Today's topic is perfect for the times that we're living in today. What is the true role of women? What is the purpose for Christian women, Christian wives, Christian mothers? God has a specific design for us. He has a specific purpose for us. And it's actually quite different than what many of us were taught growing up. So buckle your seatbelts and let's see what we can do to get back into the proper role as Christian women. Stay tuned.
Hey, mom friend. Welcome to Taller Mom Diaries podcast. I want to help you build a beautiful, godly marriage, raise your children in the Lord, and create an organized, Christ-centered home. It's time to go from settling for the world's expectations of marriage and family to enjoying home life, marriage, family, and parenting God's way. I know that deep desire in your heart to thrive as a godly wife and a Christian mom while living out the purpose that God has for you. You just need to know how to do it, and I'm here to help. Hey girl, I'm Larissa J. I'm a wife, toddler mom, and Christian personal development coach. It wasn't long ago when I was an overwhelmed mom and a stressed out elementary teacher, but I decided to go all in and trust God with my life. I quit my job in order to do what I was feeling called to do, focus on family. I felt the calling to create this podcast for you, mom friend, because I want you to know that you're not alone, and that doing this thing God's way is better than anything you could have ever imagined.
Well, hello, mom friends, and welcome back to episode 21. First, let me say thank you so much for listening to this podcast. We indeed are growing. We've got women all over the world from various different countries who are tuning in. So hello to you all. As always, feel free to stop by on ToddlerMomDiaries.com or shoot me an email and say hi, because we're friends now and I would love to hear from you. Welcome to the Toddler Mom Diaries community. So today we're going to get right into today's topic, the role of women. How do we find fulfillment as Christian women, wives, mothers, and homemakers? Okay. God has a beautiful purpose for us. And unfortunately, with society pushing all of these different ideologies and agendas, things have gotten muddled as it relates to women. So today we're going to kind of just really hone in on what exactly God created us to do, so we can be really clear on our role and our purpose, because it really does impact the quality of our lives. We want to make sure we have clarity regarding why we're here in the first place. So I'm going to be sharing with you four distinct purposes for us as Christian women. Are you ready? Let's start with number one. So the very first purpose and our very first role as Christian women is to honor God. God created us to honor Him. That is our primary purpose and responsibility. We are to worship Him, to reverence Him, to honor Him, to adore Him, to fear Him, meaning not that we're afraid of Him, but that we respect and revere Him and what He has to say and what He is instructing us to do, that we're obedient to Him, right? We can do this not only in obedience to His word, but also living a life that glorifies Him, and also considering Him in our decision making. How about this? How about even inviting Him into our lives, inviting Him into our homes, and partnering with Him in everything that we do? That's another way that we can honor Him. God loves us and He desires to have a genuine relationship with us. I want to remind you of that today. He loves you and He actually desires to have a genuine relationship with you. He created us for Himself. He sacrificed, He gave up His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, just so that we can be in right standing with Him. And as a result, when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we get to spend eternity with our Heavenly Father. One scripture that I think about when it comes to just the intimate relationship that God desires from us is Isaiah 54:5, and it starts out with, "For your maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is His name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth." Did you hear that? Your maker is your husband. Like, he wants a genuine relationship with you. Think about your relationship with your husband. If you're married, a marital relationship should be intimate. You should be talking to that person every day. They should be like your best friend. You're committed to one another. You know what I mean? You're serving one another. We should have that marriage relationship should mirror our relationship with God. And it's important to remember, I also want to point this out as well while we're on this topic, that there's always someone watching, right? Either, you know, your families, your husband, your children, your coworkers, your friends, they're watching and they're influenced by you. When we're intentional about honoring God with our lives, we get to set an example and become a light to those who are around us. So I encourage you to be intentional today. Someone's watching you. Are you pointing them to Jesus? One Bible verse that I think of when we're talking about honoring God as Christian women is Titus 2:3, which says, similarly, teach the older women to live in a way that honors God. And older women doesn't necessarily mean that we're talking about the elderly here. Older women, I mean, we're all older than someone, right? So we all should be working towards honoring God. Let's talk about the second role of a woman. Number two, the role of a woman is to be a wife. Another God-ordained role for us is to be a wife to our husbands. Now, there are some women out there who feel that they are called to a lifetime of singleness and have the ability to honor God in that way. And that's fine. However, many women have a desire innately to be married, to be a wife. Many women are called to marriage and to be wives. I think about 1 Corinthians 7:8-9. It says, but I say to the unmarried and to the widows, it is good for them if they remain even as I am. But if they cannot exercise self-control, let them marry, for it is better for them to marry than to burn with passion. So many people will find themselves in that category of needing to go ahead and make sure that they are in a committed marriage. Now, as we see in scripture, we'll find that women have a specific purpose. Woman, her original design was for the man. And I know this is something that many people nowadays, especially within certain ideologies, will believe and say, oh no, we don't want to hear that. I have my own, I was created for my own thing. And yes, God doesn't have a purpose specifically for you, but there are these four distinct roles that he has created us for. If we look at 1 Corinthians 11:9, it does say, nor was man created for the woman, but woman was for the man. Woman for the man. In the very beginning, God created all these wonderful things. And then after he did that, he created Adam, and then he declared that it was not good for Adam to be alone. This is why Eve was created, so that Adam would not be alone. God clearly stated his purpose for creating a woman, that it's not good for a man to be alone. Not only that, he also said what he expected the woman to do. She was created to be a helper to the man. That's in Genesis 2:18, where it says, the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make a helper comparable to him. Okay, so that is our role, one of our roles as women. We celebrate, we honor God, and then here we see to be wives. So we are to be a helper to our husbands. If you are not married yet listening to this podcast, then that is something that I would highly encourage you to do, is to cultivate and prepare yourself to be a helper to your future husband. If you are married, then that is one of your roles, to help your husband. Think and pray on how you can help and support and encourage your husband, and make that one of your priorities in life. The Bible also, of course, gives us specific instructions on how to treat our husbands, of course, how our husbands should be treating us. And it is very clear that we are to respect our husbands as well as to submit to their authority. And again, I know these are not fun topics for some people. Some women don't like to hear it, but God knows what's best, right? And if he said it, then it is for our good. So I would encourage you, if that's an area that needs to be worked on, it is so worth it when we are obedient to God. Let me just say that. All right, number three, the third role for women is that we are to be mothers. So God obviously designed us to be mothers. We can see that biologically. He designed our bodies to conceive, to carry, to birth, and to feed our children. Again, this is not to say that every single woman on the planet will birth children. However, women are called to be mothers. We see this all throughout the Bible. That was women their main role. And oftentimes we see where they were having children, they were birthing children, they were praying for God to open their wombs, they desired children. It was a very desirable thing. Scripture talks about how children are a gift from God, and it speaks very highly of children. However, in the case of some women who are unable to have children, this also includes being a spiritual mother, right? You can be a spiritual mother to younger women. You can adopt. You can mentor young girls. There are so many areas and capacities in which we can disciple and raise little children, as well as those who are younger than us, as a spiritual mother role. We look at Genesis 1:28. It says, "Then God blessed them and said, 'Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it.'" We see here that is God's desire, that we are fruitful and that we do multiply, that we do have children. This is a very clear depiction of God's intention for man and woman to have children and raise them to live for him. I truly believe that if a woman is dealing with infertility, because I know this for some, this will make them think of infertility. For those in that situation, if a woman desires to have children, the Lord will grant your heart's desires. Think about Hannah in the Bible. I would definitely encourage you to study her account, study her story. She's a great example. She had a desire to have a son. Her womb, she was barren. She cried out before the Lord. The Lord opened her womb. At the end of the day, God is sovereign and in control. Now, of course, we do our part in the natural as well. A lot of a lifestyle and diet and health and all of that comes into play. But at the end of the day, ultimately, God is sovereign and he has the ability to open a womb. You know, an amazing book that I highly recommend is Supernatural Childbirth. I love that book. Okay. Highly recommend if you've not read it. It is an incredible book for women in all stages, whether you are desiring to conceive, whether you have conceived and you are pregnant, whether you're preparing to give birth. It is amazing. It covers the topic of infertility. It covers the topic of miscarriages. It covers the topic of faith, and it allows you to think of just motherhood from a different perspective that many of us were not taught growing up. So I highly recommend this book. I read it before I had my daughter, when I was pregnant with her. There's confessions in there that you can speak over your baby. And oh my goodness, it's so powerful. I definitely recommend. I will leave the link to this in the show notes. Please, please, please get your hands on this book. So there's power in God's word, and faith can move mountains. So nothing is impossible with God. But that third point there is that women are called to be mothers. Okay, and the fourth role, women are called to keep the home, to be homemakers. This is another primary role of women, and it is often neglected and not taught enough nowadays, to be honest. However, the Bible does instruct women to be taught to be homemakers. If we look at Titus 2 verses 4 through 5, it says that they admonish the young women to love their husbands and love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. A homemaker, let's just cover this, because like I said, some of us have not been taught this growing up. We didn't see this growing up in the home. Culture, society is not really pushing it. Now, if you find it, you stumble upon it, you can find information on it and it's out there, but it's not commonly taught like it was years and years ago. So a homemaker is one who looks after the home. She manages the household. She raises the kids. She does the housework. Okay. She generally does not work outside of the home because her husband is usually the one who is employed outside the home and he provides for the family. I think about Proverbs 31 verse 27, which says that she watches over the ways of her household and she does not eat the bread of idleness. A homemaker is not someone who just sits around the house and watches, you know, TV shows, reality TV, and eats potato chips while her kids are at school. A homemaker actually does have a full role. Like, it is a legitimate job. It is a legitimate job. And my homemakers are out there, you know. And this is something that I've been delving deeper into as of lately, because I grew up, you know, being taught, you know, you go to school, you get your degree, you get a good job, and then, you know, you're working and you have your husband, you have your kids, and you go to work and you put them in daycare and do all the things. And that's usually generally the American dream, so to speak. You can't see my air quotes, but the quote unquote American dream. And that's what we're told that we're supposed to do. And then all of a sudden I realized, like, no, no, this just isn't it. This is not cutting it. I was in the classroom as a teacher. I had my daughter, and it just, once I had my daughter, it changed everything. And I started delving deeper in this topic. And then now it all makes sense why God would instruct us, why we would see in scripture that women are to be keepers of the home. Women are to be homemakers. Women should be focusing on their home economy. They should be working on serving their husbands, helping their husbands. They should be working on raising their children, right? Teaching them about God. They should be able to be home so that their children are not going to daycare or going out into the public system. As now we see so much has changed and there's different agendas being pushed and different things that are being taught and they're being exposed to certain things way too early. When we are home and when we are homemakers, we have more control. We have more of the ability to really guide and train our kids up in the way that they should go. So I know that everyone's situation is unique and different, especially in our culture today. I do find that it is harmful when the world teaches women to prioritize getting the degree, working your way up the corporate ladder, build an empire, be a boss babe. That is harmful because that is not God's intent. That is not his purpose. It's not why he created us. It's not what he instructs us to do. Such an agenda is contrary to what is explicitly stated in the Bible. You know, his original design is that women are to love their husbands and their children and be keepers of the home. They're very simple, very simple. I mean, Titus 2 in itself really just lays it out for women. Those four things: honor God, be a wife, be a mother, be a homemaker. Now, this is not to say that these are the only things that you can do, right? Obviously, you're not confined only to those four roles. However, those are primary roles that the Lord has given us, and they should be properly placed in the hierarchy in that order. Honor God, serve your husband, love and raise your kids, and keep your home. Now, of course, after all of those things, if you have time to, you know, build a home-based business, an online business, you have time to start a ministry, you have time to, you know, do whatever it is that's on your heart to do, by all means, so be it. I'm simply saying that this is kind of like the blueprint that the Lord has laid out for us women. And we as a culture have gotten very, very far away from that. And you'll find that many, many, many women do not like where we've fallen in culture today. Not liking having to go into work, not liking having to leave the kids, right? And that's something that's in us because we're wired to do things a certain way. And yet we're taught and kind of put oftentimes in situations where we have to do it, or we feel that we need to do it contrary to what's in our heart and what we instinctively and innately feel that we are supposed to be doing. But since this is God's intent for women, we must trust and believe that God will ultimately be our provider. He'll provide for us and meet our needs when we're seeking to do what he has called us to do as women. And I think about Matthew 6:33 that says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." What are these things? Well, if you backtrack a little bit within that passage, it talks about not worrying about what you'll eat, what you'll drink, what you'll wear, because God will provide for you just as he provides for the birds and he provides for the lilies, right? But we have to seek his kingdom first. And that goes back to number one, what we were saying, to honor God. And I believe when we do these things, this is how we can live a fulfilled life as women. A lot of times you will find that a lot of women are going around living lives unfulfilled and just exhausted and burnt out and don't have anything left to give. And I think that this is why we, as, like, again, not singling any one person out, but just as women as a whole of today's culture, have gotten very, very far from where we should be. And it shows. It shows. And this is not to say that when you do walk in your role, in these four roles, that you'll never have any issues or trials. John 16:33 says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." So everyone will experience trials, tribulations, challenges, and hard times. That's a given just because we live in a fallen world. However, we can live a fulfilling life when we submit and we surrender to God's original design. Hopefully this gave you something to think about. These are the things that I've been thinking about lately. I've just been learning more about these roles and how I can improve in them and sharpen my skills within these roles and just become better. And I encourage you to do the same. I pray that this blessed you. And if so, please be sure to make sure that you share it with a friend. And I will chat with you soon.
you love what you heard and you would like to work one-on-one with me, head over to tallermomdiaries.com and click work with me. I pray that this episode blessed your life. If you enjoyed it and got something from it, would you do me a favor and please leave a review of my show on Apple Podcasts? It would make my heart happy to know that it was a blessing to you. Also, will you pause for a moment and share this episode with someone else who has been praying to have a more Christ-centered marriage, family, and home? It's time that we reclaim God's design for marriage and family, starting with one mama at a time. And if you're looking for community, come join our Toddler Mom Diaries community today at tallermomdiaries.com/community. Until next time, mama, love and blessings, Larissa J.